Strap yourself in and adjust your mirrors for maximum visibility. It's time for Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Morena, Kirsten.
Good morning. Nice. Little winter is sort of trying to get its head in there, isn't it, this morning?
Yeah, another beautiful day in Auckland City.
That's right. Everyone's just all dressed up now, warm. It's like it just changed.
I know. I've got to get my mittens out and my scarf and things.
Mittens? Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. We're talking straight edge today, which is super exciting. Tell us a little bit about how this genre kind of came into existence.
What a story. I've just been down this rabbit hole. But punk rock in England, a very famous story, but this is sort of a group of Americans, and they were reacting against 1970s sort of rock, dead complacent rock culture, they felt it was. And so to start on this whole movement, a couple of Washington, D.C. especially, which is a cool place, you know, because we, you know, everything's usually L.A. and New York. And they were against drinking and casual sex and drug use, which, for rock and roll, that can be unusual. And then, oh, what a movement. It ended up getting almost militant to the other side, and just a really complex, interesting, dynamic story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fascinating.
I mean, when you grow up loving punk, you get in, you know, rock and roll and hardcore and things like that, you do see a lot of, fabulous musicians perish to the toils of, you know, the bottle and
you're right.
So I know there's something kind of inspiring about
rejecting what, that.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, yeah, like they were saying, you know, harming yourself is not rebellion. You know, like rebellion is looking after yourself and, clean living. So it's unusual, but yet then they became kind of brutish as well.
Mm. Yeah. Fascinating. Should we start with a song?
Yeah, let's do Deadhead.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Tell us a little bit about this track.
So the main guy, by the Teen Idols, the main guy, Ian McKay, now he's around in a couple of bands. He was in Minor Threat, which wrote the original song that outlined what Straight Edge is, and he's in Fugazi that we have later. But this band sort of finally broke out of the regional scene and sort of started, you know, to become more national.
Cool. Let's have a listen.
Yeah, pretty awesome.
That's so good.
So, you know, positive message about not to do drugs.
Yep.
And now these were the guys that wore X's on their hands and got the tattoos of it as well. And when I hadn't clicked, my gosh, I'd seen it for years. It was about, because most of the venues were for drinking venues and they were over 18. And because these guys didn't drink, they wanted younger people to be able to come to the shows. And so if you had the X on your hand, you were underage, and you vowed that you wouldn't drink the alcohol so you could still go. And anyway, but the X became a thing long beyond that. But just thinking about the venues and the alcohol at the venues, I hadn't clicked.
Ah, I didn't make that connection either about the X tattoos, but I had seen them before. Millie was saying it's very convenient for Breakfast Radio how against swearing they were as well.
And then later in the movement, they tried to, be pro-women and less, anti-misogyny, vegan. Obviously, not everybody went along for all those rides. Because apparently it was a huge movement, but they did really try to be positive and kept sort of evolving.
Mm. Okay. What song should we go to next?
Are we going to get time for all three?
If we move quickly, yeah.
Okay. No, but I have to say these funny things. So let's do Gorilla Biscuits.
Okay, cool.
And some of the funny comments on it. I don't always listen to New York Hardcore, but when I do, I listen to Gorilla Biscuits. Or what are your thoughts on Gorilla Biscuits? What are my thoughts on breathing air? Honestly, very funny.
Awesome. Let's have a listen to New Direction from Gorilla Biscuits. We were just making comparisons off air about, modern punk bands that we feel you can definitely hear in this sort of era. And also, I guess I was thinking about modern punk attitudes about, rest is resistance and blah, 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 and looking after yourself and your community as a way of, resisting the system or whatever. And that definitely stems from a similar sort of ethos, eh?
Absolutely. They really tried... punk can, and still even the hardcore scene, can get nasty and violence at events and stuff like that. And
yeah,
and they're right, that true revolution, is trying to move away from some of the baser instincts, about harming others and that sort of thing.
Mm.
And but because it became a little militant the other way around, Ian McKay, the guy that's in a couple of these bands, he kept trying to be really clear. Look, this is a choice to abstain. This is about individual freedom. This isn't a movement or a lifestyle brand, because he was trying to say, I'm not telling everybody you have to do it, because it did go a little bit this other direction.
There's certainly, it certainly had its kind of pitfalls, the straight edge scene, but I don't know. There's a lot to be said for just looking after yourself, right?
Mm.
So this is Fugazi, and they're apparently your band's favorite band.
Yeah, that's a good one. I do love Fugazi. I'm sorry. I'm going to come out as a Fugazi lover.
Don't apologize, Millie.
And so, no major labels, no violent slam dancing. They really tried hard to have really low ticket prices.
Yeah.
So... it's really cool to see how they kind of really try to evolve their movement as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm. This track is Waiting Room. It's one of the golds here at BFM. We play it all the time.
Yeah. Hey, thank you so much, Kirsten, for another great Travelling Tunes. Hope you stay dry out there and have a great weekend.
Yes, thanks. All right, bye.
Happy there, bye. We'll be right back.
was Traveling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimke.